This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump announced his long-awaited proposal on immigration Thursday. As AP Sagar Meghani reports, the plan aims to shift the immigration approval process away from one that prioritizes family ties.
In a sunny Rose Garden, the president skipped much of his usual hardline rhetoric and said the new policy will both secure the southern border and recruit top talent to America, which he says is left out in a system favoring family-based immigration.
We discriminate against genius. We discriminate against brilliance.
He says his plan will favor those with high-level skills and degrees, not those with relatives here. The president alternately called for Democrats to back the plan and said they support lawless chaos. Republicans have yet to embrace it, never mind Democrats, and the prospects of a deal seem bleak as next year's election approaches. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Police have broken up a cybercrime network that stole millions of dollars from people worldwide. Reuters' Joe Davies reports.
The defendants allegedly operated on underground Russian-speaking online criminal forums, advertising their specialist technical skills. They were recruited by the Gosnym network leader, a man from Tbilisi in Georgia. Together, they're suspected of infecting their victims' computers with malware designed to capture their online banking logins and stealing money, which was then laundered to accounts controlled by them. They're accused of stealing an estimated $100 million from more than 41,000 victims. Europol said five Russians charged in the US indictment remain at large. The leader of the criminal network and his technical assistant are being prosecuted in Georgia. They've been stopped, but the task of bringing the most sophisticated of criminal gangs to justice remains.
Joe Davies of Reuters reporting. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump has told advisers that he does not want to go to war with Iran. As AP's Ed Donahue reports, members of Congress are asking the president for more information on his plans.
An aircraft carrier and bombers have been sent to the Middle East. At the White House, a question for President Trump.
President, are we going to war with Iran?
Congressional leaders received a classified briefing on Iran. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham wants to know more.
And I would tell the administration you should pick up the phone and call members of Congress so that we don't have a microphone put in our face. Ask us about why you're doing something and we have no clue.
Connecticut Democrat Richard Blumenthal says he's been told he will be briefed on Iran Tuesday.
It may be too late, because hostilities may have begun.
Blumenthal says Americans are getting a confused and chaotic picture of what's going on in the Middle East. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido confirmed Thursday he sent a team of negotiators to Norway to help mediate the crisis in Venezuela, but that they denied they were in talks with representatives of President Nicolas Maduro's government. Guaido told a political rally in Caracas that some envoys in Norway were trying to mediate the political and economic crisis in Venezuela. It was the first official confirmation that talks were being attempted between the two sides. The negotiations are being held after the military failed to heed a call on April 30th by Guaido to rise up against Maduro. The Missouri Senate is the latest U.S. state legislative body to act in favor of a restrictive abortion ban, bolstering a national movement Republicans hope could lead to the revocation of Roe v. Wade. The Republican-led Senate in the Midwestern state voted 24-10 early Thursday to ban abortions after 8 weeks of pregnancy. The legislation includes exceptions for medical emergencies, but not for rape or incest. The Missouri Senate's passage of the bill came only hours after Republican Alabama Governor Kay Ivey signed a restrictive law into law in her state that led to a near total ban on abortion. I.M. Pei, whose modern designs and high-profile projects made him one of the best-known and most prolific architects of the 20th century, has died. The New York Times reported Thursday that Pei died at the age of 102. Among his accomplishments are the East Building of the National Gallery of Art here in Washington, the Bank of China Tower in Hong Kong, and a renovation of the Louvre Museum that includes a 21-meter glass pyramid as the museum's entrance. For more, log on to voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.